This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Both the Houses of Parliament yesterday discussed on motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. Participating in the discussion in the Lok Sabha, BJP MP Anurag Singh Thakur lauded the initiatives taken by the government in different sectors in the last 10 years. He said several steps have been taken by the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the welfare of people and growth of the economy. He said 25 crore people have been uplifted from poverty and the government has provided 80 crore people free food grain under the PM Garib Kalyan Ann Yojana. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi raised the issues of alleged irregularities in NEET exam, Agniveer scheme, unrest in Manipur, demonetization, rising inflation, farmer issues among others. He alleged that the NEET examination is designed to favour the rich and not to help the poor. During his speech, Rahul Gandhi made a remark on a particular community which was objected by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah. On this, Speaker Om Birla said members should maintain the sanctity of the House while speaking. Later, Mr. Gandhi clarified that his statement was not against a particular community, but it was directed towards BJP. In Rajya Sabha, when the House met yesterday, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition members on alleged irregularities in NEET examination. Later, the House resumed discussion on motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge said the address of the President lacked vision and direction. He alleged that it has nothing for the poor, SC and minorities. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan held a meeting with Assam Agriculture Minister Atul Bora in New Delhi yesterday with the aim of rapid progress of agriculture sector in the country. During the discussion, promoting soil health, increasing storage capacity, horticulture in Assam and many other topics related to agriculture and farmers' welfare were discussed. Mr. Chauhan said that the interest of farmers and agriculture sector is paramount and central government will continue to provide full support to Assam on organizing capacity building workshop and training. The government has sought suggestions and response from students and parents to develop robust mechanisms in the National Testing Agency, NTA. In a social media post, Information Broadcasting Ministry said that high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of Dr. K. Radhakrishnan has sought suggestions, views and ideas from students and parents. The ministry added they can express their views on reforms in the mechanism of the examination process, improvement in data security protocols and structure and functioning of the NTA. Students and parents can send their response till 7th of this month to the committee. Indonesian NFDC Film Festival began at the National Museum of Indian Cinema, NMIC, in Mumbai yesterday. The six-day fiesta for cinema lovers is scheduled to be held till 6th of this month and marks the third edition of the NFDC Film Festival. This event also celebrates the cultural exchange between Indonesia and India through the medium of cinema. Around 50 Palestinian prisoners arrested during the ongoing conflict between Israel and Palestine were released yesterday. Israeli sources said that the prisoners were released from various Israeli facilities, including the military detention camp of State Taman in the south, where many Palestinians arrested during the ongoing conflict were held. They said that the release was part of an effort to reduce the number of detainees in State Taman. The office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a statement saying that the prisoners' release followed an ongoing Supreme Court hearing in which human rights groups are challenging the harsh incarceration conditions. An Indian men's cricket team is all set to face Zimbabwe in a five-match T20 international series scheduled between 6th to the 14th of this month. All the matches will be played at Harare Sports Club in Harare. Zimbabwe has announced their 17-member squad for the series. The most senior player of the team and experienced batsman Sikandar Raza will lead the young Zimbabwe team. On the other hand, India have already declared their 15-member squad against Zimbabwe and Shubman Gill will lead the Indian squad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.